Welcome to Mr. Bexfort's Literary Podcast. There were many quotes that we saw in Act 1 that have some great poetry as well as some great meaning. On the Act 1 quiz on Thursday, I'll ask you to identify some quotes by who said them and what you think they meant. This means that you should probably know some of the more important quotes from Act 1. In this podcast, as a bonus, I'll tell you a list of some of the quotes that I think you should look up and be able to talk about. I will be giving only the quote in this podcast. I won't be telling you who it was or what they meant. I'm going to let you figure that out. But you can look it up and you'll have a better chance at that section of the quiz. Let's start with Act 1, Scene 1, where we see a lot of different jokes, as it were, by the beginning of the speakers, leading up to the place where Tybalt and Benvolio are breaking up the fight. And the line, "What? Drawn and talk of peace? I hate the word, as I hate hell, all Montagues in thee. Have at thee, coward." That's a great line in that section. Another couple famous lines are, "Oh, where is Romeo? Saw you him today? Right glad I am he was not at this fray." Another great quote is this one. "Love is smoke raised with the fume of sighs, being purged, a fire sparkling in lovers' eyes, being vexed, a sea nourished with lovers' tears. What is it else? A madness most discreet, a choking gall and a preserving sweet." Finally, from Act 1, Scene 1, "She will not stay the siege of loving terms, nor bide the encounter of assailing eyes, nor ope her lap to saint-seducing gold. Oh, she is rich in beauty, only poor that when she dies, with beauty dies her store." In Act 1, Scene 2, you have some very good lines. "Younger than she, our happy mother's maid, my will to her consent is but a part." And then finally, two last lines that are great from Act 1, Scene 2 are, "Go thither, and with unattainted eye, compare her face with some that I shall show, and I will make thee think thy swan a crow." And the final one from that scene is, "And she shall scant show well that now shows best." It's a great line. Hard to say, but a great line. The next section, which is Lady Capulet, the Nurse, and Juliet, Act 1, Scene 3, has some very good lines. I was your mother much upon these years, that you are now a maid. That's a good line. Another is the line, "I'll look to like, if looking liking move, but no more deep will I endart mine eye than your consent gives strength to make it fly." That's another great line. Act 1, Scene 4 saw several, where Romeo and Benvolio and Mercutio are trading words at the beginning. And you see the great speech, "Oh, then I see Queen Mab hath been with you. She is the fairy's midwife, and she comes in shape no bigger than an agate stone on the forefinger of an alderman." That speech goes on quite a while, so be able to identify the gist of it. Romeo, at the end of that scene, does give us some great foreshadowing into what's going to happen. So pay attention to that. Which brings us to Act 1, Scene 5, where you have the famous line, "Oh, she doth teach the torches to burn bright." The next real big section here is a lot of a speech. We'll just call him a hothead. "Patience perforce with willful collar meeting makes my flesh tremble in their different greeting. I will withdraw, but this intrusion shall, now seeming sweet, convert to bitterest gall." And finally, is she a Capulet? Oh dear account, my life is my foe's debt. With the last line that I'm going to ask you for, my only love sprung from my only hate, too early seen unknown and known too late. Prodigious birth of love it is to me that I must love a loathed enemy. Those are some of the quotes that our characters use. In addition to, you have a line where one of our characters says she has not seen the change of 14 years, let two more summers wither in their pride, ere she we might think her ripe to be a bride. And that whole speech about Queen Mab. Be careful that you're paying attention to specifics of the story and how things fit in with it, so that when you're getting ready for this quiz, you'll be prepared. Lastly, we can look forward to seeing Romeo and Juliet tomorrow, when the Cincinnati Shakespeare Festival comes to perform for us. I think it's going to be a good experience, now that we've read the first act, and I hope you'll enjoy it as much as I think I will. That's all, and I'll talk to you soon.